Under current law, utility companies pay to relocate utility lines out of public construction areas, but bills in the House and Senate would place the burden on local governments. Megan Surjane Samples of the Florida League of Cities says the bill would unfairly transfer costs to taxpayers. She uses herself as an example.
I don't have cable or a landline at my house, so why am I going to have to pay to relocate equipment that I don't even use, I'm not even a benefactor of?
She says local governments have told her they could have to increase property taxes to pay for relocations, since they're not included in the budget. But bill sponsor Senator Anna Terry Flores says cities are getting the benefits of growth without having to pay the costs.
And I think that our locally elected officials, just the same way as statewide elected officials, as all elected officials, should be honest about the cost that comes with that expansion. And it's very easy to say, well, there's not really a cost because some other person's going to pay for it. It's going to be buried in your utility bill or in your electric bill, your water bill, whatever it is.
The Senate bill has already passed the floor. The House will take up the proposal Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Ashley Tressel.